This summer has been a hard one for breeding birds in the Northland. So far, not one baby robin has fledged out in my neighborhood. The bad storms and cold weather we've been having since May are most to blame. During a series of cold days when caterpillars and flying insects are hard to find, parent birds have to make the sad choice between keeping their babies warm or fed. When bugs are so scarce that babies are close to starvation, both parents have to search, leaving the babies cold in the nest right when they're so hungry that they're vulnerable to hypothermia. During cold spells, I've gotten many reports of dead or abandoned baby flickers and swallows and bluebirds dead in nest boxes. And on stormy days, I've heard of all kinds of nests being knocked from trees, babies and all. This is the kind of year when cowbirds do the most damage to songbirds. If a pair of warblers or vireos can find only enough food for one baby's needs, a cowbird in the nest will be the only survivor. Cowbirds select as hosts species that are smaller than they, so when the foster parents attempt to feed the hungriest baby in the nest, that is, the one with the biggest open mouth, the cowbird will get the lion's share. Of course, with all the rain, many plants and ground invertebrates are having a banner year, and some species of birds are too. Connie Sundquist and I are both seeing more house sparrows than ever in our neighborhoods. They nest in woodpecker holes, bird boxes, or on buildings where they're protected from the elements, and the weed and grain seeds that they eat are as abundant as ever. Starlings are also doing well this year. They're also cavity nesters and eat grubs and worms and other ground invertebrates along with fruit, and so they're both protected from the bad weather and finding plenty of food. Grackles are having an incredibly successful year. They laid their eggs in April when the weather was unusually mild, and most of their babies were well past the most vulnerable stage by the time the weather got rotten in May. Grackles are having a field day with all the sickly little baby birds they're finding, and the grackles in my yard are also trying to feast on strawberries and slugs. I usually don't mind sacrificing a few berries in trade for the excellent job they do disposing of my slugs, but this year I have to sick my dog Bunter on them because otherwise as soon as I go indoors they attack the baby vireo I'm taking care of. When songbirds lose a nest full of eggs or babies, they usually attempt to re-nest. Just last week, a pair of hummingbirds in northern Minnesota was seen courting, starting anew in the nesting cycle. This late in the year, it'll be difficult for baby hummers to make it. Once the eggs are laid, it takes 16 days of incubating for them to hatch, and then another 22 days until the babies can fly. By that time, the adult males will have migrated, and the females will be preparing to go south rather than working hard on mothering. The babies will have to finish growing and build up their fat stores in late August when frosts often kill off the nectar-producing flowers they need. Starting a nest this late is a gamble, but as the birds attest, the risks must be worth it. In general, bad weather poses much greater difficulties for birds than it does for people, yet you're much more likely to hear people grousing and sniping about the weather than you are to hear grouse and snipe grumbling. That's the difference between birds and people. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.